Good evening, folks. I bring you greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's good to see you here, and let me take this opportunity to welcome you tonight to our Whitfield Christian School concert. We trust it will be a good night, and I'm sure you're looking forward to hearing from the children, and they have put a lot of work into this, along with the teachers, and we're looking forward to hearing them sing praises to God tonight. We are here to bring glory to the Lord, as they were singing glory to God in the highest. That's what we're all about at Whitfield. We want this to be our focus, that everything we do would bring glory to our great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. And so tonight, we say, thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift, the unspeakable, precious gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, that God so loved us that He sent His Son into this world to die for our sins. And we come together tonight, and we come to worship the Lord, and we're coming to rejoice in Christ the Savior and think of what He has accomplished for us. So I trust you will enjoy this night. Do take a moment, if your cell phone is on, just to switch it off at this point. We don't want any interruptions or distractions tonight. We'd appreciate that very much. And we trust the Lord will bless us. And that tonight we would really have an overwhelming sense of the Lord's grace, the thrill of heart, and that joy of heart as we consider the goodness of God, and especially at this time, remembering the gift of God's Son. And so tonight, I trust you will sit back, relax, and enjoy the proceedings, and that the event will bring glory and honor to our Lord. I'm glad to have Dr. McClelland here tonight, the president of Whitfield Christian Schools. He's going to come at this time and open our meeting in a word of prayer.
Let's all bow together at the throne of grace. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And we come tonight in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the King of kings and Lord of lords. Thou art the creator and the sustainer of all things. And Lord, we thank thee particularly tonight for the birth of thy Son, how that the word of God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. And tonight, our Father, we pray that thou would bless this worship and praise service. Bless each of our students. We thank thee for them. Each one is a gift to their own family. And we ask you, our Father, that as they would sing and recite the word of God, it would not just merely be a performance, but our Father, we pray that thou would write thy word upon every heart and grant, O God, that on that great day when we stand before thee, that none of these young people will be missing. So we commend them to thee, and we pray that thou would bless them. Bless our homes. We thank thee, Lord, for fathers and mothers who are determined to raise their children in the way that they should go. And we thank thee, our Father, that the Lord has told us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And we pray, our Father, that the families may be blessed. O God, unite them in the around the cross of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we pray that thy hand be upon our whole school. May it ever be a school of Christ, and may we lift high the standard of the cross of the Lord Jesus. Be with us now, we pray, and bless us, and give us a happy and a joyful time as we praise thy name, for we ask it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
God rest ye merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay. Remember Christ our Savior was born on Christmas Day to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. From God our Heavenly Father a blessed angel came, and unto certain shepherds brought tidings of the same. How that in Bethlehem was born the Son of God by name. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Fear not then, said the angel, let nothing you disquiet. This day is born a Savior of a pure virgin bride, to save us all from Satan's power when we were gone astray. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you.
Trust you enjoyed that singing tonight. We're just going to wait for the band to set up, and while they're setting up, we're going to sing a Christmas carol together. Let's turn in your bulletin to Hark the Herald Angels Sing. You'll find it in the back, inside cover of your bulletin. Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King.
Hark the Herald Angels Sing, Glory to the Newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. With angelic hosts proclaim, Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Christ my highest heaven adored, Christ the everlasting Lord. May in time behold him come, offspring of the Virgin's womb. Hail in flesh the Godhead seen, hail incarnate deity. Praise with heaven and to dwell, Jesus our Emmanuel. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Hail the heaven-born Prince of Peace, hail the Son of Righteousness. Light and light to all he brings, lifted healing in his wings. But he lays his glory by, for that man no more may die. Born to raise the sons of earth, born to give the second birth.
Let's all sing that first verse together again. Hark the herald.
The herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King. Peace on earth and mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies. Hail angelic hosts.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to take your bulletin and turn to Joy to the World. We're going to sing that, please, one more time. And I'd like you to, please, Miss Beard, lead the choir and the senior band. This has been such a joy to be here tonight, to be able to worship the Lord. Our hearts are full, and we thank God tonight. Let's all stand, please, as we worship the Lord. Sing verses 1 and 4. Thank you. The congregation may be seated. Well, we thank God tonight for the blessing of being here, and I want to give a word of commendation to all of the young people. We appreciate your hard work and the time, the effort that you've put in to making this a very special night for the Lord. Our desire was, when we were thinking about our Christmas concert this year, was that to make it a point of ministry, that the Lord would be glorified in what was being sung and the instruments that were being played. The talent that the Lord has instilled in these young people, it is for His honor and for His glory. And that's our prayer and it's our heart, and we hope that you will pray with us and for us as God has given us the privilege of instructing your children in the Whitfield Christian Schools. The establishment of our school is for one purpose and one purpose only. It is for the ultimate glory of Jesus Christ and for the extension of His kingdom. And so we praise God tonight for His great mercies and kindness to us. And I want to say a word of thanks to all of the teachers, because we know that they have been working very hard to coordinate and put these things together. And a special word of thanks to Miss Beard, who has put in an immense amount of time and effort. And we certainly thank God for this great blessing and the opportunity we have of being here tonight. Just before we have a word in prayer to close our evening, there are just a couple of things I want to remind you of on the back of your bulletin. It says the congregation would kindly remain seated until the students exit, so we'd appreciate if you would do that. I'm going to ask the teachers, once we have a word of prayer, just to allow the students, first of all, to go over to their classrooms and then gather up their coats and so on. And then, you thought I was going to miss it, and then we're going to be going over to the gymnasium after that. We hope you'll stay for some fellowship over there as well. There are some light refreshments provided, and that we hope you'll be able to do that. So if you would please remain seated, the congregation, while we allow the young people to go. You got a question? What about their coats?
Their coats are here.
Oh, very good. Okay. I thought their coats of the young people were back in the classrooms, but they do have them here. And so could we just make sure the parents, you collect your children now, and then you're welcome to head over to the gymnasium in the school and then have some refreshment at that time. Let's dismiss, please, with a word of prayer. Father, we are so thankful tonight for the blessing of these children, the young people. And Father, we pray that in their young hearts and lives, they would not only come to Christ in salvation, but their lives would be devoted to the kingdom of Christ and to the Lord Himself. We pray that the talent that has been invested in these young people, that it would be used for the honor of our great Redeemer. Our Father, we're thankful for the Christmas season. We're thankful for all it means to us and the great glory and wonder of the incarnation of our Lord Jesus. And we pray that as we have this time with family and friends over the holidays, it'll be a time of great rejoicing. It'll be a time of opportunity of ministry. And Father, that unsaved loved ones would be brought into the kingdom of Christ. There would be a household salvation. Answer our prayers, we pray. Bless us now and separate us in the fear and with the blessing of the Lord. For we ask all this in our Savior's precious name. Amen. Amen.